AM 570 LA Sports.
I want to hear it, man. I'm desperate to hear it.
This is the Petros and Money Show.
Best case scenario.
Mad Money Smith.
Worst case scenario.
Petros Papadakis.
What am I doing here? I'm humiliated.
Available on the iHeartRadio app.
Now online at am570lasports.com.
This is Petros and Money.
Why?
Warriors big.
You go back up on the hill.
I don't crack easy under pressure.
For shame. Man. Wow, man. Freaked out.
Good luck with the segment, P. We'll see you in 15.
Don't you dare.
Do not pray for an easy life. Pray for the strength to endure a difficult one.
That's true.
That goes out to the Thai soccer team. Buck up, ladies. Freaking pro soccer. Joining us in the next segment, Kat Whitehill from Fox Soccer. She'll tell us all about the Thai soccer
controversy. Celebration gate.
Leg fart gate.
Yeah.
That's what she did. She did a leg fart pit thing.
Not better than yours.
No.
And
that started the first segment of the show was good. We had Henrik in here and he gave me a wonderful gift. And I'll tweet out a picture of it if you guys care.
And Carlo.
Yeah, Carlo was the artist, Henrik's cousin. So we had those guys in here for barbecues galore. And we talked some trade talk. And things just kind of got a little off
unraveled,
the rails.
Unraveled.
Well, but last hour, I think we had a really great comeback because I was able to show everybody that I can do a farting noise, not only with my eye socket, but with the pit of my knee, inspired by Megan Rapinoe's celebration of goal 12 or whatever it was against Thailand yesterday, that I can do that. So you can check it out at Petros and Money on Instagram is the eye socket fart. Should we do some leg farts too? Where's Matt? Where's the social guy? This is like pure social media gold. Puro del oro.
Rogan and Ronnie had a remote at the Highland Park Casino.
Day ruined off. Everything. We need some help. We don't even have enough people here to answer the damn phone.
I'm on it.
No, you're not. You're running around like a chicken with your head cut off. David Vasse.
How come more people don't work here?
We don't make enough money as a show, I guess. We only got like 40 live reads a show. No, we can't pay a 12-year-old to answer the phone. We just can't. We don't pay Olivia, but she's on vacation. She'll be joining us in just one moment. But at Petros and Money on Instagram, you can see the eye socket farts. What, Cates? What? What are you laughing about?
The reactions and comments underneath.
Hey, where's
Instagram?
The doorbell, by the way?
It's broken.
We don't have
it. It's broken.
He's doing too much.
Yeah, I can't run.
We're juggling sponsors. We had Sweet James. Harold Reynolds was late. Henrik and Carlo.
Tim, I've told you how much of a fan I am of the doorbell, dude.
I appreciate that.
All right, fine. Jeez. All right, can we do this? Is Olivia on hold?
She's ready to go.
All right, play the intro.
Learn to hate yourself in the bachelorette report.
Surrounded by her family in Watercolor, Florida, West Florida, on vacation with her grandparents, which she told me, I got to see my grandparents. I said, Olivia.
Good for her.
We'll let you go. But just this once. It is Olivia in Watercolor, Florida, PMS intern, actually Petro Media, my LLC, which is soon to be dissolved. Petro Media, yeah, go on S Corp. Petro Media intern, Olivia. Hello, Olivia.
Hi, Petros. Hi, Don.
Olivia, hi, Olivia.
You on a landline or did you cell phone us?
I cell phone you guys.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. Cates, how could you let? No, you sound good. You sound good, Olivia.
They don't have landlines in Florida.
Okay.
They have landlines in Florida. Could you quickly describe Watercolor, Florida for us, Olivia, please?
Beautiful white beaches that feel like sugar on your feet, and the water is crystal clear. It's gorgeous.
Wow.
Like sugar on your feet, Don.
Sugar on your feet.
Now, did you watch The Bachelorette last night with your grandparents and mother and sister and all that?
No, I just watched it with my sister. My grandma was having some hot takes about the basketball game 2 nights ago, that was really upsetting me, so I had to watch it alone in isolation.
What's your hot take? Your grandma's got a hot basketball take? That sounds like a some great sports talk you want to have right now, Olivia. Is there?
She was rooting for the Raptors. I'm a big Warriors fan, as you know, and she was like, just finish them so we can all go to bed.
Oh, she's a
Olivia, can you ask your grandma who the fourth best passer in this year's draft is? I'm kidding. Sorry, yeah.
You let her cell phone us, Cates. You should have texted her landline. She knows radio etiquette. All right, we're all right. Everything's going okay. This is Olivia's very first call-in, I believe, to the Petrus and Money Show. Am I correct to say that, Olivia?
Yes, you are correct.
Does it feel different?
It does. I miss you guys so much. But I'll be back Monday. I'm really excited.
All right, well, we'll see you Monday. Now, the Bachelorette, Hannah, Dawn, I'm glad you're still here, is from Tuscaloosa. It continues.
Alabama?
Correct. Saskatchewan.
You think the show's been off the rails to this point?
No, no, we're good. We have clips. Olivia's in watercolor Florida.
Well, then this, I'm out. You don't need me.
How can this go wrong? How can this go wrong? What are you laughing at, Cates? F you. Put the Instagram
doorbell
down. What?
Dawn, you love this part of the show.
You love it, Dawn.
I can't stand it.
Just
you
admit it.
You love it. You what? Love Hannah. You love all the guys.
I'm good with most things until people start to insult my intelligence.
Is that
and
what we're doing here?
This show does.
What, Cates?
There we go.
The comments on the Instagram are really funny.
All right, we'll look at them in a second. Okay. What, they're making fun of the blackheads on my nose or that my eyebrows are too long?
Everything,
I know.
Everything.
I need a haircut, all right? I get it. The Bachelorette's from Tuscaloosa. We've established that. That's all we've been able to establish because you guys are a mess. They left the comforts of the great state of Rhode Island, which is where they were, which actually looked pretty nice. They went to Boston and stuff. And they headed out to Edinburgh, Scotland. Now, I know at least one person that's
been to Scotland.
Nice this
time of year.
Tim Cates has been to Scotland.
Not true. I've never been. My wife's been there, and she's going there next week.
All right. Yep. Corrections and retractions. Tim Cates' wife has been to Scotland, and she bought him a T-shirt that made him think he went to Scotland when he didn't. All right. The show is really about Luke P. Do you know? Were you here last week when we talked about this, Dawn? This guy's a douche. He looks like Bryce Harper. Good-looking, muscly guy. You have to admit at least, Olivia, that Luke P. is attractive.
Objectively, yes, but each episode, I think he becomes less and less attractive. He's just such a douche canoe.
Yes, and somebody...
Douche canoe. Somebody, I like that.
Somebody called him
one.
A douche canoe. That's interesting that you brought that up, Olivia, because somebody last night on the show called him a douche canoe.
And I loved it so much, I had to say it myself.
A bunch of people started texting me like, they're using your word. And it's like, I have said douche canoe, I've said douche nozzle. I didn't make those up. I saw Brian Suits on Twitter taking credit for douche canoe, which I he could be the guy. But douche canoe, and I like the way you put it there, Olivia, with your new Florida accent. Very good. the show is about, it's about Luke. Because it's about what a douche this guy is. It really can't be about anything else. Because this guy is a douche, Dawn. A real douche. Super competitive, good looking, played football in high school, white guy linebacker, crazy eye. You know what I'm talking about. We're down to about a dozen guys, and Hannah knows that everybody hates Luke. She knows, but she continues to keep him around. Olivia, since you've been taking love advice actively from people that work here now, including our boss,
yes.
Have you ever had a boyfriend in your young life that everybody in your family and all your friends despise, but you continue to keep around because they don't understand the nuances between you and that person?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I've had my own Hannah moments where my mom is like, he is absolute trash, stay away.
He is trash, but she's keeping him around. Now, here, would you like to hear Luke in Scotland at the bar fighting with the other guys about the past? Would you like to hear that, Dawn?
No. Well, I just wanted you to hear it.
I just want you to get an idea for the way this guy is. Okay? And this is
I
how
I bet
he...
you I could say it without even hearing it.
Yeah, but
say.
wouldn't that wouldn't be very entertaining. Right. Would. Okay, now go ahead. You want to make a prediction? He's arguing with the other guys. What did he
no,
say?
Just
no,
just
you want to make a prediction?
Roll it, Tim.
They can believe and think what they want about me. I really don't care. My only concern is my relationship with Hannah. I'm looking at all these guys, and I'm just like, dude, you are so what's not for Hannah. It makes me want to gag.
Look, I have no business saying anything about Luke S. Can you take everything I've said about him and, like, just put that to the side? Because I don't even know the guy.
Here's my thing. Hold on. Don't take what people are saying to you and put it in your own words to Hannah, especially me.
Getting schooled by the other guys.
I promise. Just Don't cross the line anymore.
Don't cross the
line.
He
still can't get a story straight. Everything is twisted. Every single thing that he says is changed and switched around. This isn't about me trying to throw him under the bus. This is about me caring about Hannah and not letting the Lukeness monster slide his way into her heart and her mind and poison her.
Did you hear him call him the Lukeness monster? Because they're in Scotland, like Loch Ness, right?
That was my favorite.
Isn't Loch Ness in Ireland, though? It's in Scotland?
No, it's in Scotland.
All right. Oh, well, that makes that good. That's good.
You know, I'm Scottish and all.
No, I should know that. I'm a geographical genius, and I should have known that. So there was that moment. Like, literally none of these guys. And I've had these moments. It was kind of like that with Bill Ryder here, where everybody hates that one person so much that it's just a common cause for everybody. And you don't have a problem with anybody else other than that person. And then that person leaves, like Bill Ryder left, and you realize, well, all these people suck too. But they don't suck as bad as that guy we had. All right, anyway. That's what's going to happen eventually, I believe, when Luke P. leaves the show. Because we already revealed, PMS spoiler alert.
Did he say that he was going to gag? Like, he's going to make me gag?
Gag me with a spoon. Would you like to hear it again? Play the beginning of that clip again. I believe that's what he says.
They can believe and think what they want about me.
Believe what you want,
I really don't care. My only concern is my relationship with Hannah. I'm looking at all these guys, and I'm just like, dude, you are so what's not for Hannah. It makes me want to gag.
Oh, my. Seriously, people watch this.
It's the number one show in the world. I'm sorry, Don. There's a reason we do this.
I told you it should insult everyone's intelligence. It really insults mine.
I forgot to ask. Olivia, obviously Don feels insulted just by our existence here, but did you enjoy the show last night with your sister, Ella?
Oh, yes. Ella and I loved it. I was giggling so much during Mike's date, and she just kept looking at me with, like, these awful faces telling me to shut up.
Ella, congratulations.
You mean you didn't want to gag, Olivia? You didn't want to gag
Ella,
when you were
Ella was gagging. Don, you would have appreciated Ella's reaction. Ella was gagging. I was giggling like a buffoon.
And congratulations to Ella on her recent graduation from Palos Verdes High School. Way to go, Ella.
Oh, all right. Petra.
They did these stupid Highland games, you know, a group date. The thing is, there really is a Highland games, but they didn't do any of those things. Like where you throw the big, I forget
yeah,
what
I've seen that.
Yeah, you throw the wood. Yeah. It's called something. And then, but they did like axe throwing, like they were drunk in West Virginia. That's not part of the Highland games. They did like milk running. Anyway, that was stupid. Hannah takes that guy. Is that the tall black guy? Is that guy's name Mike, Olivia?
Oh, I love Mike. He has a great smile.
He's got great teeth. But yeah, she does. He's got a great, don't ever look a gift horse in the mouth, you know. But yeah, Mike, she has a nice date with Mike. And then the real crux of the show here is she takes Luke P on a date to kind of try to figure out why everybody hates this guy. And she likes him. Like, she clearly wants to have sex with this dude. I think we can all agree that she's physically attracted to Luke P and she's not going to get rid of him anytime soon, right?
I was surprised they didn't do it in the castle.
They were in a castle.
Really?
No one's going to do it in the castle, Olivia. That's
maybe
a little
what
crass.
What do you mean? Look, no one does it in the
that's
castle?
That's not what they're talking. They're trying to get to the bottom of what's wrong in their relationship. And she's like, look, you can't, and she doesn't know this word, but this is basically what she keeps trying to explain to him. Like, you cannot continue to speak in platitudes and just tell me you're here for the right reasons and you're here to fight for my heart. You don't even know me, and you tell me you love me all the time. And she's trying to get to the bottom of that. But first and foremost, she tries to get to the bottom of why everybody hates him. And that's what he tells her. And this is the best, because this is what I tell everybody. Everywhere I've gone, everybody loves me.
It's really not adding up. But everyone I've ever met, every place, every school I've ever been, anywhere I've ever been in my whole life, everyone loves me.
Yeah! Don't leave, Don!
I hate saying it, but it's the truth. And I hate talking about myself, but I don't ever want to tell you things about me.
Don threw off his headphones and they broke. Come on, we got a whole other hour and a half, Don. You can't just... Don just backed off the thing like it was True Detective, and he just watched like some terribly disturbing 8mm
video. He literally said, everywhere I've been, everywhere I've gone, every school I've been at, everybody loves me. He literally said that.
Let's hear it again.
On TV.
It's really not adding up. But everyone I've ever met, every place, every school I've ever been, anywhere I've ever been in my whole life, everyone loves me.
God, don't. So, okay.
She's like,
I hate saying it, but it's the truth.
Shut up! That's what I would say if I was her. And just bang it out and get it over with and then kick him to the curb.
That's what she really wants. Just get it over with.
Yeah, just bang get it, it over with. And move on.
He's not going to marry this guy. This is a terrible sociopath,
oh,
narcissist.
You don't think so? Yeah, really.
Of a person.
I'm going to gag. Everybody loves me everywhere I've been.
I could see Olivia saying that and it being relatively.
Olivia, you were right. They should have just done it in the castle. Then it'd be done and over with and we could get Luke P. up out of here.
Would you like to
hear? Exactly. Eliminate him right on the spot, right after that.
Now they go
to the castle, leave him.
That would be
that would be awesome.
There's a lot of porn videos like that where they just leave somebody.
Oh, gosh.
They kick them out of the van. All right. One more clip, and then I need Olivia to explain something to me because I did this kind of fast in the morning. But I think the report's going well, other than Don McLean's throwing up.
The headset's not doing well.
I think it's fantastic.
Now they go to dinner, and she keeps pounding on him, no pun intended, saying, look, you know, you need to actually talk to me without just saying, you know, things you think I want to hear. This is getting down to it, and we've got to get to know each other. And I don't think he gets it.
I just feel like you say things that you know that I'm going to like and that I like are important to me. And I just want to like talk to you about like normal stuff. Like crap happens. And I just want to know, like, do you like macaroni and cheese or spaghetti more? Like, I just want to know like the real stuff.
Right,
and
Don?
It's just frustrating because I just feel like it's you're just like talking in ways that just sound good.
I'm sorry. I just don't want you to ever think I'm trying to say what you want me to say. I'm never going to do that through this whole process.
You're doing it right now.
And I'm sorry if you felt like I did try to do that. I'm never going to do that. I promise.
You're doing it.
Okay. Do you want to keep going for a walk?
No, I just want to stand right here when I get mad and talk for a second.
See?
You know, everywhere I've been, everyone likes me.
Everywhere I've gone,
everywhere
every school,
I've gone, everywhere.
And it's not like I like to talk about myself, but
you
that's
know,
the truth.
So whether or not you like spaghetti or macaroni and cheese doesn't matter.
And they can't
everyone likes me.
They can't figure it out. They cannot. She
and
can.
He didn't even answer the macaroni and cheese and spaghetti question. At least answer that.
And that's an easily answered question. I mean, I think
that's
everybody goes with the mac and cheese.
Exactly.
You know you love
it. Oh, I'm a spaghetti meatball.
What?
So sorry.
A bolognese?
My grandma makes the best meatballs ever.
The one in Florida?
Yes.
Oh, God bless her.
FedEx them back.
Hot take, grandma basketball makes some. All right, real quick, Olivia. I don't know how it ended because after that, I, like Don McLean, ejected myself and drove to work.
Rightfully so.
Nothing happened, right? Like, she never makes a decision on this douche yet?
No, it's annoying. It's another to be continued. So she picks up the rose and she's like, I'm not having this.
Cell phone alert.
Wait, before that, was it, this is going to be the most interesting rose ceremony ever?
Well, they didn't do the ceremony.
No, they didn't get to the rose ceremony.
There was no
seat. He was just picking up the rose and staring at it intensely.
Oh.
Okay. Well, Olivia, I think you did a great job.
Thank you. I will call on a landline next time.
No, it's all right. There's no landlines in Florida. We know that. Are you surrounded by your family right now in support, or are you alone in a private room? I mean, how are you guys doing this?
We're all in the car driving to dinner, and I asked them to be quiet while I could talk to you.
They didn't even pull over?
No, we're driving. They're the best.
You Patrick O'Neill'd us?
Wow.
My family would like to talk to you soon, Petra.
Wow.
Where are they going to? Where are you guys going to eat? Hoff's Hut? Where are you going?
It's called Grayton's, but they don't have crab cakes. But my grandparents thought they had crab cakes, so they're a little disappointed now.
Oh. What do they have?
Crab claws, but it's not the same. And fried oysters.
Fried oysters are good.
Stone crabs? Is it seasoned? No.
I love a flying phlegm
ball. No, it's Alaskan crab. I don't understand.
Yeah, stone crabs are in the fall.
It's good to know that you guys looked up the menu, though. Checked it out before you made a decision. Olivia, God bless you. Go Mammoths. Great call.
Thank you. See you Monday.
Good
bye,
stuff.
Bye, Olivia.
Bye, guys.
I couldn't even pull over?
Yeah.
Nobody respects us. We don't even have anybody answer the phone. The intern won't even pull over.
Are they all just literally sitting
I've been
there?
Doing this show for 15 years or whatever it's been. I get nervous when I'm on a cell phone. And in fact, I make a concerted effort to get home when I'm going to be on this show.
Yeah, you do. You text me.
Home.
But Olivia's just out there fancy free driving through Florida with her elderly grandparents headed to the Crab Claw restaurant. Yeah. Great.
No crab cakes. Only claws.
Claws only. No Pepsi Coke. We'll be right back with Kat Whitehill. from Fox Soccer for celebration game and fart noise knee pit Megan Rapinoe celebration. So Kyrie Irving is signed with Roc Nation. Those are Kevin Durant's guys, which means people think that they're all going to New York together.
If you listen to what everyone's been talking about, it kind of makes sense, doesn't it? Same when Anthony Davis signed with Rich Paul.
All I listen to is fart noises that I can make with different parts of my body.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great Bachelor Report. We just had Olivia really upset Dawn.
Olivia was good.
Dawn
ran
out of
show,
the room.
It's
Dawn ran into the room and got on the phone. It got
insanity.
A little
insanity. What?
Were you getting like a weird call like Brother Hal did? What?
It's that time of year. We're a week before the draft.
Well, Matt is not here. He's on vacation. The great Don McLean is in the house. He'll be here all the rest of the week. We're so proud to have him here. He works at the Clippers for Fox. I do a little work for Fox since 2001. And joining us right now, somebody else that works for Fox. And I think she's on either on the lot. She's not. Is she in France? She's on the lot. So she's over there on Pico. It's Kat Whitehill. You see her all the time. Former defender for the U.S. women's soccer team for over a decade. 134 games. World Cup analyst for Fox Sports. Now, we all just kind of wanted to ease into the World Cup, at least on this show. You know, wait till another
group. Seemed like the women's team was, and they created somewhat of a storm here.
A little bit of a stir. You know, you want to be good, but sometimes if you're too good, the international community calls you out for being the ugly American. And that's what we're getting called out for. Kat Whitehill will tell us all about it. Kat, how are you? Welcome to the show on the Chevy Silverado Celebrity Hotline.
Hi, how are you doing? Thanks for having me on.
Oh, we're very appreciative that you're here. Now, first and foremost, at what point watching the game did you feel like people might have a problem with the way that these women were, women that we've known and rooted for and followed for years now, as this sport has become more and more popular, at what point did you think, like, hey, they might be going a little too far and people might not like this?
You know, it actually never really crossed my mind about what other people were kind of thinking about it. I was just enjoying the moment just because just listening or just watching those women play and you know, play in the World Cup. It only come around every 4 years, and it's a lot of hard work, a lot of sacrifice. And, yeah, the scoreline was, you know, quite the domination, but we played our hearts out, and I was really proud of them.
Kat, can you tell right off the bat in a soccer match like that it was a mismatch? Like, did you know, let's say, watching the first 5 minutes that, oh, yeah, this is going to be a blowout?
Well, I had a good feeling before the game it was going to be a blowout. I think people were being nice, saying that, you know, maybe Thailand can keep it to a 4-5-0. But in my mind, I was hoping that it would be 3-0 a half, so end up 6-0. I never thought it would ever come to 13-0. So, but in the first 5 minutes, it was pretty obvious that we were dominant. And I said to my husband, you know, it'll be a miracle if they really get a shot off.
And they didn't, I don't think. But what happens in these situations, we don't really know. Like, is there a code of international soccer where there? I mean, I know it's the World Cup, and you had to qualify to get there, but there was an obvious mismatch, like you said. Everybody saw that coming. Is there a mercy rule? Is there an unwritten code amongst these athletes where it's like, hey, you're doing a little too much?
No, you know, I don't think there's an unwritten code on, like, a score line or anything. I just think that there's kind of a feeling amongst some athletes that are like, hey, maybe, you know, kind of, you know, just lay off a little bit. But, you know, it's just so hard in a World Cup. Like, if this were just a regular game, a friendly, you would definitely kind of ease up a little bit. But with the World Cup, it's just so hard because you're going for the championship and there's different score lines, you know, to go in first. Let's say Sweden also has a big score line against Thailand, and we're going, you know, head to head with Sweden to who, you know, goes on to the next round, and the U.S. gets second place just because of a score line because you took your foot off the pedal. So those are kind of scenarios you have to think about in those situations. So I, you know, the United States isn't going to do that. There's too much of a mentality there when it comes to, you know, playing 100% the whole game. especially when you the problem is when the U.S., you're taking off your starters and you're putting in players like Carly Lloyd, Kristen Press, and Mallory Pugh, who, you know, the bench for the United States is, you know, probably a top 10 team in the world. So they're also, you know, everybody's playing for their position.
So that's what I was going to ask you, Kat. Like, I don't think anybody has a problem with the score being what it is, because you're not going to ask your team to ever play less than what their best is. I think everybody had a problem with when the score did get out of hand, the celebrations of the U.S. women's team. What was your thoughts about that when the score did get out of hand?
Yeah, you know, I've heard that, and I just, you know, I applaud our team. They were so happy to be playing. You see a Megan Rapinoe, who is one of the more experienced players on the team, and she was the one that had one of the biggest celebrations, and a lot of that is because, you know, she's known what she's done to get there, and it's quite a relief to get that first World Cup goal under your belt. And you're not thinking in the moment. You're not thinking, oh, I shouldn't celebrate. You're just thinking, yes, what a relief. I'm so excited. I get to celebrate with my teammates. A lot of times, too, to be completely frank, you think about your celebration after your first goal. Your first instinct is to do what you had kind of already planned. So that might have been going through her head
a little
bit.
That's a great point, though.
Wanted to do, you know, kind of like something maybe she had practiced. I mean, have you seen the Hulu commercials? They talk about that too. You know, like planning your celebration. So I think a lot of these players had already kind of planned what they were going to do.
So, Kat, what would you say to the women's soccer team, your former teammates, a lot of these people, what would you say to these guys after this and after all the criticism that they've received? I mean, they've been criticized pretty heavily.
Yeah, they have. I would tell them, don't listen. Just keep playing the way that you're playing.
Yeah, Kat.
And that was some of the most exciting. That was some of the most exciting attacking soccer I've seen from the U.S. And I know it was Thailand, but, I mean, Thailand is still, you know, a team that made the World Cup. You have to give them credit for that. And so I just, you know, I say don't listen to what the naysayers are saying. You know, just remember how well you combined with each other, how well you played together. You know, just keep your eye on what you're really here to do, and that's to win the World Cup.
Do you still think them the favorite in this tournament?
Absolutely. After the display I saw from the attack, I mean, yes, I would say we're still questioning the defense, so that still hasn't been tested, obviously. So I think that's the only doubt I have for the U.S. But you know, I would say it's the United States, France, Germany hasn't been playing that well, but Germany tends to grow into the tournament. England is a team that you have to keep an eye out for, but the U.S. I mean, with Tobin Heath, Megan Rapinoe, Alex Morgan, they're the best attacking three in the world. And then the next three behind them are probably the second best attacking three in the world. So it's going to be hard for any team to deal with them.
North Carolina, come on and raise up. The great Kat Whitehill. Thank you so much for joining us and coming on and giving us your expertise, Kat. Enjoy the cup, and we'll watch you on FS1 and Big Fox.
All right, thanks for having me on. This was fun, and go USA.
Yeah, that's right, go USA. Kat is pro-USA, dog.
Yes, she is.
She is not embarrassed at all with Megan Rapinoe's fart noises.
That was a great point, though, by the way, about how they probably do have them already planned.
Yeah, but
so they're
know,
not thinking, oh, wait, we're up 9-0. It might be a bad look.
Yeah,
they're
but
just
you might
doing what they're
think about it. You might
yeah,
want.
It's in the moment.
Well, let's hear how you heard Kat. You heard Kat's reaction. Kat, who's from the South, born in Virginia, I think went to high school in Alabama, did her college in North Carolina, just 37, so still very competitive and active. I think she still plays professional women's soccer. You heard her thoughts on it, but how about these four angry Canadian women and their reaction on the Canadian ESPN, which is called Poutine TV?
If you were going to blow away a team, do it with humility. And they did not. Megan Rapinoe has scored countless goals on the international stage. She was celebrating like she had her first. We can understand if it was a first goal,
jeez,
like a Mallory Pugh, but when you're Alex
settle
Morgan,
down,
too,
Francis,
and you're counting out your
lighten
goals,
up, Francis,
it was just unacceptable.
Well, I understand there's a goal differential race in this tournament. I understand they're nervous about drawing Sweden later in the tournament, but this was disgraceful from the United States.
Disgraceful.
I would hope they could have won with humility and grace, but celebrating goals 8-9, 9, 10, the way they were doing, it was really unnecessary.
Unnecessary.
I'm all about passion. And I think as a Canadian, we would just never, ever think
do
of
this.
Doing something like that.
We'd clap for Kevin Durant's Achilles.
We've played before where you have a player of Christine Sinclair scoring 3 goals, and she would never even think about counting.
Sinclair's a hothead. Everybody
many goals
knows.
She has on one hand. For me, it's disrespectful. It's disgraceful.
Listen to Hug.
I just, hats off to Thailand for holding their head high. I mean, their first time on a World Cup stage. I'd love to be there to just hug them all.
F you, Hug!
Hey, I got an idea, P. Why don't you four go put your shin guards back on and get back out on the field, and we'll see who's celebrating after
that. Yeah. Yeah,
hey, shut up. We'll beat you 25-0, not 13-0.
Hey, you cannot.
Shut your holes.
Hope you brought your shin guards. Ladies, did you bring your Reeboks and shin guards? Because we don't like the check that you're writing with your mouth. All right. Thank you, Ronnie, and thank you to Kat Whitehill. Soccer expertise and a very pro-American message, I think. She was.
You think?
So what'd you think when you saw that? Didn't think much about it at all. I just love watching that American soccer.
Go U.S.
Woo! USA! USA! Yeah, but Kat, a lot of people didn't like it. F those people. USA! USA! America! 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 Jesus. I mean, but Kat, you know, what do you think about, you still like the U.S. in the chat? Everybody else sucks! After what
Based
I saw.
Based on what I just saw?
After what I saw in punk-ass Thailand? Jeez. My eyes are seeing the glory of the coming of the Lord. All right, Kat, all right. We get it. Hey, now. It's a long day for the McClainer. Bet you somebody shows on the air.
That's only if you get a sub.
Happy to be with you. There is no sub.
I got no sub today.
Nobody's by the table. Bet you somebody's show is right here on AM 570 LA Sports, your home of the Dodgers. Dodgers are off tonight. But we're happy to be with you all the way till 7, and then David Vasse will take over with Dodger Talk at 7.
Hey, Bruno, play that song for my
Bruno
wife.
Mars is playing the gala. He's playing the gala. You know, the Vasse step and repeat.
Wait, so will Dave do that from the show or from his house?
Oh, he'll do it. He's going to be at the gala.
And then gets interviews. And
he's on the blue carpet.
Hey, Bruno.
I'm only 5 foot tall. Literally, Dave is like a foot and a half. Taller. Bruno Mars is like 5 feet tall. He's like a...
Hey, we got to get to the bottom of why Gooby calls him Cupcake. It's like, we have to find out that information.
Well, it's out there. Just like the X-Files, the truth is out there. But it's locked in Gooby's heart. And Mark Gubazai is not a man who tells tales out of school. I believe we all know that.
Yeah, but if it's become a thing now, you got to... Come on.
Maybe we'll have a reveal during the PMS Chevy Summer Tour. But right now it's time. You want to blow the dust off of it? Matt's going to be so mad. You did this? What? What? You're doing the NSR? Yeah. Yeah, we are. Let's
Tech
do it.
Tech updates and celeb sex tapes. Stories on pop stars and space. Consumer advocates. Moviegoer threats. In the Night Sports Report.
First and foremost, Bieber said he was just kidding.
Oh, really?
We did all of that for nothing. We did all of that.
That was a long segment we did, too.
Yeah. We did a tale of the tape. We argued Scientology against the Hillsong Church. And by the way, a lot of Hillsongs texted in and were like, hey, Hillsong is not like Scientology. We're just normal Christians and maybe some UFC people go to our church. And I was like, okay. All right, Hillsong. That's cool. We're good.
All right.
But we talked about this and then all of a sudden Bieber's like, oh, I was just fooling about that. It's like, what?
I think he said he was just fooling about that after he got no response from Cruz.
He was like, Cruz would kick my went ass. With it. He said something like that.
Oh,
like,
he did?
Oh, yeah. He'd kick my ass. What do you mean? And, you know, like, he could have added what I added. I publicly cried a half dozen times this like this winter, spring, and summer. Like, I am not a fighting man. But he does box with Mayweather and stuff. But anyway, overall, know this in the Not Sports Report. Justin Bieber said... I was only kidding.
It's a bummer. I was looking forward to it.
Yeah, Dana White was in on it. Conor McGregor got excited. All right, look, do you ever watch that show? Old people watch the show. It's the number one show in the world other than The Bachelor. It's like the number one drama or whatever on TV, which are the shows that we used to watch when we were kids or our parents did, like
Falcon Crest,
Saint Elsewhere, Heart to Heart. You know, there
Dallas.
Was, everything was acted out, all this reality TV where they didn't have to pay a bunch of thirsty people who were make a fool out of themselves willingly. It wasn't a thing.
Right.
NCIS is a big show. People watch that show. You know that show?
Yeah.
You know that girl with the weird hair, like the goth chick, Pauly Perrette, the NCIS girl?
I haven't watched it enough to know.
Well,
sorry.
She's always saying that she's like randomly being stalked or attacked by homeless people. Like there's always something going on with her. She seems to have drama follow her wherever she goes. Like whenever something happens, it's like, I was attacked by a homeless person. Here's my bruises. And it happened like three times. You know, that kind of stuff.
Right.
My ex-husband stalked me. No, I didn't. Yeah, he did. You know, that kind of stuff. Actress. Lovely lady. She's now saying, Pauly Perrette, that the star quarterback of the 1970s at Harvard Westlake High School and UCLA, the great Mark Harmon, body checked her, and she's terrified of him. And today's day and age, you know, whenever somebody says something like that, hashtag me too, except in this instance, nobody believes Perrette. Everybody stood up.
Really?
For Mark Harmon from stealing home. How much does anybody believe Paula Perrette? Pauly Perrette?
Not much.
I believe it stems from Mark Harmon's rescue dog biting somebody on the crew. Pauly seems litigious. Tried to get the dog destroyed.
But Mark Harmon doesn't have a history of any physical abuse or anything,
right?
No, he's
the most beloved
person.
So
why would you come with a body check right out of the gates for Harmon, right? He didn't hit me. He body checked me.
Yeah.
Define body check.
Like, I body check somebody at Whole Foods when I try to get my detox.
Exactly.
She says she has nightmares of the notoriously very nice Mark Harmon attacking
her. Really?
Yeah. We're Team Harmon, even though he never comes on the show. But we want Harmon on, right?
Yeah, let's get him on.
Well, he's got this rescue dog thing going. Maybe that's the end. Maybe we can be like, hey, we don't believe this, Pauly Perrette, Mark. We know you're a stand-up guy.
Adopt, don't shop, Mark.
We love Harvard Westlake, and we are against puppy mills. Could you please join us?
That'll work. That'll work.
We'll be right back with your quick hits.